Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
And I am Alistair George William Tremblay Birchall. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm Andy Matthews.
And I'm George DeMorelos.
Okay, so what we're going to talk...
No applause for that one. That's
yeah!
Your name's got to be long for applause.
The best applause is one you ask for. I always think that's the case. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about three unsolved crimes. Mm-hmm. Three unsolved crimes that are like quite interesting, quite weird mysteries that have as yet, nobody knows, well, they're unsolved.
Is the show always crimes?
No.
Or are they sometimes just things that people don't know the answer to?
How big is space? Yeah. We don't know.
What's
going
to happen?
Why do your hand smell when you sneeze?
What is that?
I don't know.
Because sometimes I sneeze and it's not necessarily my hands. It's just like a bad smell happens.
Looks like we're doing a new show, everyone. That's
why do bad smells happen? That's a whole podcast.
Where
itself.
Do they come from? It worries me. Because I'm like, I'm sneezing up what? Something bad.
Why do bad smells happen to clean people is the question, really.
All right. So the first mystery today is called, well, it's about a little boy. All right. So Mount Shasta, California. Family is just having a wonderful picnic. Lovely time. Dad turns away for a second. When he turns back, son completely disappeared.
Oh, fuck.
They search for 3 days.
Who? Anyone on the audience, father of... anyone on the panel, a father of sons? Okay.
Don't worry, he comes back.
The father or the son?
The son returns.
Is his skin still on?
He comes back skin and all.
Oh, yes.
I've never seen someone so quickly engaged in a story. I'm impressed by it. No, straight away.
So after 3 days of searching, and they search the entire area around where they were camping, they don't find the boy. But then on the third day, in a place they'd already searched, they come across, lying in the bushes, the guy's son. There he is.
We talking conscious or unconscious?
Conscious, fit as a fiddle.
So what's he doing in the bush?
Like fitter than he was?
Yeah, he has not come out of it more powerful. Okay. He is of equal or lesser power.
And okay. How fit would you say that a fiddle is? Like, well, you know, fiddle. Your average fiddle. Not like a Stradivarius, nothing ridiculous, but just like a, you know, an Allen's Music fiddle. How fit would you say that is?
How would a fiddle do on the beep test?
Yeah.
It feels wrong to say a fiddle is as fit as a regular human being.
It does.
It's not.
It does. Like,
it's as a little boy, actually.
A little boy.
As good as a little boy.
Well, a fiddle is about the size of a very little boy. This boy was 3 years old, by
the
way.
Okay.
Like a cello.
3 years old.
Three-year-old boy?
Three-year-old boy disappears for 3 days, Jesus comes back, Christ. Not a scratch on him, completely fine. What do we think happened? What are your theories, boys?
I'm noticing there's a lot of threes in this mystery.
Uh-huh.
Could be a clue.
All right.
No theories as of yet.
So
the boy wandered off.
What's his emotional state?
He is a little bit scared because obviously he hasn't seen his parents for 3 days.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's fine. He doesn't seem really traumatized. He doesn't seem like anything too terrible happened to him.
Is he hungry?
Look, we don't know, but I have to assume after not eating for 3 days, yes. All right, no theories?
I'm hoping that the family were just all on heavily on LSD, and they just think three days went by.
They just think they had a son.
Yeah. And then they just found someone else's boy, and they go, "This is our son that we've been missing." Yeah.
Just find a log in some bushes.
Yeah.
He's returned to us. Look how healthy he is.
That log just graduated from Harvard Law, so shows you what can happen.
So that kid, totally fine, right? Week later, he's hanging out with his grandma. His grandma's chatting to him, they're having a good time, good conversation. Then the kid, all of a sudden, busts this out. He says, "I like you better than my other grandma." Of course, the grandma thinks, like, well, you know, like his other grandma. But he's like, no, the other one of you. What do we think now, ladies and gentlemen? Twist and a fucking off.
All right. Man. It's a Fight Club scenario.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Grandma has a second inner personality that only comes out when she's camping. She's a wild, good time gal, right? And she takes boys out on 3 days adventures through the woods.
Brings them back.
Where they go out and they do exercise and get really fit.
Fit. Yeah.
Are you agreeing with that theory? So our current best theory is a Fight Club situation?
It's the
Tyler Durden of grandmas?
It's the only theory that I can admit to my own mind without screaming.
Fair.
I'm going to go with alternate dimension. Yeah, he stumbled into it. Let's go with that. Yeah. Throw it out there. Let's
yeah, why not? Yeah, go full force off the bat.
I think it's very early to go alternate dimension. I'm saving that up for mysteries.
That's just answered everything, though, so fine.
Just as another wild card kind of suggestion, the kid's an idiot.
Go on.
Yeah. To him, all old people, or maybe anyone, looks exactly like his grandma.
What a fucking idiot. Yeah.
So he's camping, gets picked up by some people who are like, where's your parents? He's like, so many grandmas. Yeah. Sweet, I'll stay with these grandmas for a while. All right, so obviously the grandma asks some follow-up questions because that's not the kind of thing you just let slide. Mm. The kid's like, yeah, well, when I disappeared for 3 days, I stayed in that cave with my other grandma. And she's like, uh-huh. And he's like, in the cave were lots of purses and guns and spiders.
Spiders?
Yep. And robots.
Okay, George, you're starting to look good. <I'll tell you. laughs>
The alternate universe theory is starting to seem pretty good.
Spires.
All right.
And he then said, and when you climbed the ladder to get out, well, talking about his other grandma, I could see she was a robot as well in the light. So what do we think happened?
Well,
the kid got into the parents' LSD.
That's the best.
Saw another grandma and some spiders and purses.
I think. Look, when you got yourself an old cave woman.
Yep.
Right. That you find in
run of the mill
cave woman you find in your regular bush or forest.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. They tend to have a lot of frayed clothing.
Okay.
Right? Mm. Now, to an untrained mind, that can often look like wiring.
Yes. Loose wiring.
Loose wiring. Or it's pubic hair, which you would also have a lot of when you're a bush woman or man.
I often see, like, I'll be walking along and see someone slightly shabbily dressed. I'll be like, is that a robot? Yeah. I'm just walking past a damn android with his wires everywhere.
So you're saying this is one of those regular Percy Bush grandmas?
Yes.
Nothing to see here.
I don't know. Look, there's a chance that, look, this is where I've changed my opinion. There's a chance that he just got on one of those old folks buses. You know, like they do tours around the place. They stopped at some campsite let the old people walk around. Right? Kid walked in. It's dark in there. The old people don't like that much light. You know, they've got all the curtains shut like that. It's cavern-like. A lot of purses around.
A lot of guns.
A lot of people don't know. Old people are covered in spiders.
Not spiders.
Oh,
no, spiders.
Spiders.
Spiders is like the most basic part of the whole mystery. It's a cave. Of course there's spiders. The purses and guns are the weird bit. But I always think with the purses and guns is I'm like, if I'm mugging someone, that's the before and after of a mugging. It's a gun and then a purse.
There's some sort of drug hideout.
Or just like a nana that looked similar to his nana that loved robbing people.
By the way, I do love the idea of using before and after photos for more than just weight loss and using it for robberies, say. That's you with a gun, you with a purse. Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like...
Probably still have both.
It's
not a trade. It's not
you, a robbery. You give them a gun and they're like, whoa, and then you have the purse and rob.
Unless
I had to give him my purse. He had a gun. It was a good deal.
A guy who thinks that thievery is just the barter system.
That's good. If every time he robs a bank, he must be thinking, what a fucking deal. Like, yeah. One gun for a bank's money. That's pretty good.
And they forgot to take the gun. Idiots.
Those
fools.
But so I always think that maybe it was like a grandma that looked similar to the kid. No, similar to the grandma.
Yeah. Okay.
And also robbed people and kidnapped the kid, kept them in the cave for a bit, and then left. I cannot tell you what I think robots in the cave might mean and why he thought his grandma was a robot, though.
Okay, so this kid's 3 years old,
yep.
Right? So, like, how does he even really know what a robot is, right? Like, he's seen toy robots.
That's true.
Right?
That's a very good point.
Could this be some kind of, like, giftware store?
He's at, like, the top of a mountain when it happens. So, like, that's quite a trip down the mountain, go to the giftware store, see a robot or a mannequin, go back up to the top of the mountain and be like, well, my evil robot grandma took me there.
Okay. It's a giftware store, but there's also teleportation involved. So it's both very mundane, but also quite...
A wizard and a Myers, basically. Yes. It's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yes?
Well... But it's also quite weird to be a person who lives in a cave but really close to a normal campsite.
That is true.
You know, like if you want to do that, if you want to be a hermit, you kind of want to get away from like the tourism industry.
You don't want to be near where a family might accidentally lose a boy that you take into your cave to just chill with for a bit.
That's sounding, yeah. How about this?
Yeah.
Family is the one telling everyone that this is what the kid said.
Ooh.
So what actually happened is they tried to get rid of the kid, felt guilty, came back and got back the kid. You guys know how annoying kids are. You've got kids.
Sometimes you're like, I just wish I could leave this kid
sometimes
in a bush.
Sometimes you leave him for a few days in a bush. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I've done that. Doing it right now. How do you think I got out of the house? Come on.
Then came back and to cover up what happened, they make up a story about the kid seeing a robot. So everyone's like, I don't know what's happened here. No, you left your child somewhere. That's what happened.
That seems like a great lie if you're like, you want to get away with it.
Yeah.
So you're just like, the kid was kidnapped by robots. Everyone's like, ah, okay, I get it.
Yeah. We'll make up something implausible.
Yeah.
Remember when that family made up that story that their kid got stuck in that balloon?
Oh, that's true.
You know, maybe it's one of those scenarios and they wanted to get airplay on podcasts and you fell for it.
Oh, God, I walked right into that trap. They're sitting wherever they are now, smug as fuck that I'm doing this, right?
Counting their guns.
Yeah, and purses.
So another option that it's always good to remember, and it's always an option to choose on Jackson Bailey Spooks America, is lie. So I also think maybe the kid just made it up. So like, you get a kid disappears for 3 days, is like, that was scary, and also I'm afraid of robots. Let's combine them.
Also, like 3 days on your own, you're going to start seeing some shit just hallucinating without talking to anyone.
Especially if you're three. Think back to when you were three. Everyone do it now. Good on you. I can see some people putting their heads. Yeah, look at that guy right there. You're doing that thing where you look away.
So
when I was three.
It could just be a comforting lie that he told himself to get through. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like capitalism. All right.
So the grandma is like...
So wait, he was gone for 3 days and he was a capitalist.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You know who else was gone for 3 days?
Who's that?
Jesus.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Spot on, George.
Case closed.
So the boy is reverse Jesus.
He's some kind of Jesus. I don't know. That's
case closed is the best thing after that revelation.
Actually, and he
case
was,
boof.
Jesus was in a cave, was he?
Thank you. Yes.
There's very little mention.
And Jesus' grandma was a robot.
That's right.
Pretty sure.
And lo, Jesus stayed in the cave, full of guns and purses. I came out. It was fine. So.
Right, to a not sufficiently advanced eye, an angel could look like a robot.
That's true. Yeah. So this child is kidnapped by angels. No, but this kid didn't die for 3 days. He was just gone.
You don't know.
It's like if Jesus was like, and I'm just going to go for 3 days into this cave. Why?
Probably what actually happened.
No reason. Somebody has a problem. Oh, no, it was just Zoe laughing. So the grandma is like, this is the kind of thing that she would have dismissed, right? If it weren't for the fact that a month before this had happened to the kid, right? She'd been camping, similar area, and she'd woken up in the middle of the night to what felt like somebody on top of her. That person had run off into the bush. She'd felt very sick and had what she thought was a giant spider bite on the back of her neck.
I love your reveals.
So what do we think?
Wait.
Happened.
I missed her. Is this the grandma from the story?
This is the real grandma. Is like a month before the boy went missing, she went camping, woke up in the middle of the night to somebody on top of her. They rolled off, ran away. She felt very sick and had what she considered to be a spider bite on the back of her neck.
Grandmas don't go camping.
Grandmas are an at-home kind of person. You're right.
Exactly.
Okay. So a lie from the grandma and a lie from the boy.
Well, obviously it's some kind of DNA absorbing shape-shifting mutant. Right? Like that's clear from the information you've given.
Basically evidence, yeah.
It seems like what else could it conceivably be? I don't want to put you guys in any boxes, but like, come on.
Yes.
Well, the grandma just kidnapped the child for a bit, said she was a robot.
Ah, see, that's a good theory.
And then brought the kid back.
Grandma is also in the woods because we know she loves to go camping. Kid gets lost. Grandma picks her up. Kid's like, whatever, it's grandma. I'm not even scared. Mm. At some point decides she's a robot. I don't know what that's about.
Grandma told him she was a robot so the kid wouldn't be like, I was with grandma.
That's right. Grandma's like, I'm not even your grandma. I'm just a robo-nan.
a rowboat. Okay, well, that's very interesting.
I'm just a rowboat, Billy. Don't even worry. Well, if you're three, I guess you'd just be like, okay, sure.
Yeah, I'll paddle you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Oh, but that would be nice. You don't get to spend that much time with your grandma. Imagine that, a nice rowboat trip with your grandma in your grandma.
I know. Hop That's in, quality time.
Paddle your nan around.
We should do this more often, grandma.
You got to hope her mouth's like on the inside and not just in the water.
Yeah.
Now you can stick your head in and talk to your nan, I guess. What do we think? What do we think happened? With the information I've given you, what do we think occurred at Mount Shasta in California?
So, like, the suggestion is that a person was sort of, like, kneeling on her fragile ribcage.
On her fragile nana body, there was somebody lying on top of her.
Also, like, laying.
Okay. Yeah, and then they rolled off, fled off into the woods.
So this person bit her like a spider.
I guess.
Could it be the Spider King?
Oh.
I don't know if he's around anymore.
No, but you know, he just carries a wand and he goes, get her, my pretty, and I'll sit on her chest.
Bite her in the back of the neck.
Back of the neck, implants.
Birth as a robot, grandma.
Yeah.
Makes that kidnap a child.
My only observation about this entire story is that the word grandmas is the first two-thirds of Grandmaster Flash. Now, I don't know what to do with that information.
You share it. That's what you do.
That is the best possible takeaway of this whole mystery.
So this kid says he has more than one grandma, grandmas.
Yeah, grandmas.
Did he then silently under his breath say, to flash? Or sneeze and everyone thought he was saying, to flash?
Look, the record's unclear.
Also, Grandmaster Flash took him into a cave.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
Because, I mean, he sounds like he could be the kind of guy that would have guns.
And purses.
Yeah, he does. Purses. That's... So Grandmaster Flash, that's your final theory over here.
That's our final answer.
Your final answer, Grandmaster Flash kidnapped the boy. You sticking with Jesus?
And so when somebody was on her chest, he thought she was a set of decks.
He was trying to play her.
And so he was putting in a needle to scratch the records in.
Got her in the back of
the neck. Realized it was a neck.
And ran away as you would, because that's difficult to explain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed.
What's your final takeaway, George?
I'm going to go with spider bite causes madness in the grandma due to brain fever, leading her to steal the child for 3 days, saying she's a robot. Brings the child back because she gets sane, and then she doesn't remember any of this, and then a month later she gets told about it.
I think I'm going to go with lie from both.
Yeah.
Nah.
I think grandma is just talking shit because whatever, she's that kind of grandma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kid is three, like, doesn't know what happened to him. Yeah. And those two stories just happen to collude. Or the kid's like, robot grandma, and the grandma's like, I got a spider bite and woke up weird. I'm going to connect the two and decide that some kind of shapeshifter made a robo me. And that's my final takeaway for
that. But then why did the kid disappear for 3 days?
Oh, he just got lost. It's actually surprisingly easy for somebody to get lost and then be found in an area that people thought they searched because of the way... Here's just a little bit of information about how search and rescue crews search an area. They search in grids, right? And communication's not always great. So if you've got a grid and you fuck up your grid, everybody assumes it's been perfectly searched. But if the kid was hidden in a bush or you just happen to miss the child, like, you know, it's not going to ever get back to the like, SAS crew because they're going to be like, well, that grid's searched. You know, and then when they do it again and somebody else has that grid, maybe they're a little bit more observant.
You know a useful amount about search and rescue for this podcast.
Well, I had to. A kid disappeared.
I can back that up. I was in the SES briefly, and a lot of the people were fucking idiots. So, yeah, that checks out.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, what do we think? Let's go. Thank you, Zammit. Okay, let's go through them. Our different options. Let's start over here. Grandmaster Flash. Give a big applause if that is what you think happened. Nobody. Yeah!
Thank you. You've seen sense.
I feel like, again, that was an applause I asked for. But I'll take it. All right, and lie? Just a lot of lies. Christ reborn.
Yes.
There's a beautiful mirror to that sentence and applause, because I feel like in the Eureka Hotel I've said Hail Satan before and had everyone applaud me, so it's nice to say Christ and get the same response.
I was right in that the number three was important. And I was onto that from the start.
You were clued in.
All right.
You went with Grandmaster Flash.
Holy Trinity.
Yeah, I was asking if he was talking about the Holy Trinity.
Oh.
In terms of like the number
the three.
Three,
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Is that what you were talking about?
I'm always talking about the Holy Trinity.
Great.
Second mystery of the night. Second murder mystery. All right. So it's late 1800s New York. There's this guy. His name is something Finch. I forget his first name. Sorry.
Finch from Just Shoot Me?
Yeah.
I love him.
They are staying in this hotel, right? The residents of the hotel at around 6:30 at night, they hear screams coming from his room. They're like, shit. They rush up to his room, they try the door is locked. He's on, like, I think the third story, so he's quite high up. They're like, we need to get in to find out what's happening. They knock on the door, getting no response. They finally get a small, skinny boy to climb through a very small window that was unlocked. But it's like, you know when, like, a bathroom will have, like a thin window at the top of the regular window. I don't know what that's called. That he climbs through that, goes inside, he finds this guy, whatever his name was, Finch from Just Shoot Me.
Yeah, David Spade.
David Spade, dead. He's been shot twice in the chest and once in the wrist. Nobody was able to get into the room except through a tiny door that only a little boy could climb through. And nothing was taken from him, and he didn't seem that jostled up. What do we think happened?
Wait. He was in the room. There's no windows in there.
There were no windows. Yeah, the windows
kind of
were locked from the inside.
No windows.
Windows were locked from the inside.
Okay.
Yeah. What do we think? And the door was locked from the inside as well.
But did people hear gunshots?
No. Nobody heard gunshots.
Ooh.
They also couldn't find a gun upon searching the house. Ooh. Getting some oohs from the audience. I hope those oohs were about other things.
Are all your mysteries going to involve little boys at some point?
I'm just this wondering. One barely involves a little boy.
Just seeing if there's a theme.
Yes, they are, and that's weird, and I don't know why that happened. That was coincidence. In this one, the little boy was just a tool to get in.
Don't
and
call
have
him
a look
a tool.
At the guy. They then sent him away with a nickel. I don't know.
A nickel would have been a lot of money back then.
Yeah. That kid got a good deal.
Man, if he'd spend that nickel on Bitcoin, imagine what he'd have now. Yeah. Crazy.
So what do we think happened? How do we think this guy died in this locked room?
Okay.
Gunshot.
So, yeah. You
fuck you.
He's got bullets in him.
Yep.
Right? But they didn't hear guns.
Nobody heard a gunshot. They just heard a scream.
Could the bullets have been hammered in?
I thought you were going to be like, could the bullets have already been in him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that was going to be my thing. Maybe he came in with the wounds.
That's true. See, that's a good theory. He comes in with the wounds. But then why are you screaming then?
You just realized.
Wounds hurt.
Because you're a goddamn man.
Yeah. You don't let anyone see it until you're alone.
Yeah. Walk through, everyone's like, you don't look like you're in great shape. I'm fine.
I need a room for the night.
Go in.
Take your time setting it up.
Okay, so shot already, though, is a pretty decent theory.
It's a good one, yeah.
You're shot outside. For some reason, you don't want anyone to see you're in pain. Make your way to your room. Lock the door. Lock the window. Die.
Seems like a great night out.
It's part of a new delivery service, right? It's like the Deliveroo or the like, or, you know, the thing where basically you get the victim gets delivered to your room pre-shot. So you don't have to do any of the tedious shooting yourself.
I feel like that's the most fun part. If I was to do it, I'm just saying.
Sure.
So no theories as of yet other than pre-shot.
Mm.
Anything else?
I mean, I suppose he could have shot himself and thrown a gun out the window, then locked the window.
So let's talk about, because I've had this argument with Sandsmith's alumni Adam a couple times, that you can't shoot yourself twice.
Sure you can.
Well, he says that the moment you shoot yourself once, you're done. We might have been talking about shooting yourself in the head, though, actually. I say if you're quick enough, you can get it done.
Not after the head.
It depends on whether if it's like semi-automatic.
Yeah,
like,
that's... Well,
but it is late 1800s.
It's late 1800s, so it's probably not.
They didn't have a Tommy gun back then?
No. That was like the 20s.
No,
again, remember, he's still got to chuck it out the window. Lock the window.
And also...
he's got to shoot one in the wrist as well.
Yeah, he's got to shoot one in the wrist. So he's got to go, presumably chest, and then as you're collapsing, coughing up blood, wrist.
I feel like you'd do the wrist first, maybe. Surely.
No, because otherwise you can't hold the gun.
No, I think
you're like, bang, 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 bang.
No, I think you're just checking to see if the gun works. You go, all right, let's just see. Yeah, that works.
Perfect. All right. Now, okay, and then I can die.
Now, here's the thing that you may not know about doors.
All right.
But
we're all here to learn new things.
So they can also be locked from the outside.
That's true.
Yes. It's sort of one of their two features, really. And
correct.
It does somewhat remove the mystery from a lot of what people call locked room mysteries.
That's how he could have gone in. Bang, bang, bang.
Exactly.
Look, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Can we go home now?
Almost that entire mystery is just thrown out in the bin.
Yeah.
If you're like, you just shot him and left.
Did you almost say thrown out the window and then worry you'd confuse people?
I did.
You'd give away the ending?
Wait, no, I'm keeping my options open that he might be Jesus.
Look, nobody...
Jesus, also hole in the wrist.
Oh!
These have all had an accidental boy theme and Jesus theme. Accidental.
Ooh, Christianity and boys.
All right. Okay.
None of it on purpose, I assure you. With this mystery, unfortunately, there's not a great deal else. There are some theories that people have thrown out. I'll give you these theories now because some of them are just very ridiculous and kind of point to that weird like 1800s thinking where nobody was thinking. So one theory is that a guy ties a gun to a string, opens up the little window the guy climbed through, right? The little boy climbed through, throws the gun on the string through. The guy then takes the gun, shoots himself 3 times, tugs or whatever, and the guy pulls the gun out the window and leaves.
I'm guessing the 3 shots is probably enough to let him know that
it's
happened.
I don't think you need to tug.
Yeah, you need to tug.
That's a good point. But I don't know what the intent here, if that's what people... Like, was they trying to create a locked room mystery? That theory doesn't really work. Another is that it was a dwarf.
No, I just love this.
Yeah?
I just love the idea of that. He's just fishing for suicides. He's just through windows.
Dwarf or a little boy is another theory.
Yeah.
That an angry dwarf or an angry little boy climbed through the window, shot him, climbed back out.
Yeah.
And another theory is that the person who killed the guy was still in the room when the cops were checking it. He was just hidden.
Oh, bad police work.
Yeah, yeah. They just didn't notice
him. It's the SES again. They were doing their grid system.
Doing bad grids of a house. And just happened to...
Idiots.
Miss the boy. So that's another theory. So what do we think of these theories or your own theories? Have you got any idea of what might have happened to whatever his name was, Finch, David Spade?
Could the man have just slept with a police officer's wife?
Okay.
And they just made up a locked room story and murdered him first?
That's a pretty good theory. I'm trying to think.
I think you got to make up the locked room story before you murder him.
You got to make the plan. You got to be like, do you mean you got to be like, well, it will do a locked room murder.
Mm.
That's your.
A ghost murder?
Ghost murder. Joel Dusher is a fan of the idea of ghost murder. The thing about a ghost, I guess, is that you can never really arrest one.
And ghosts,
that's the one thing about
they're scary, but ghosts with guns, now you got to film.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about a ghost spooks you, right? Say you're lying in bed all tucked up cozy, and then you look at the end of your bed, and there's like a terrifying spectre covered in chains, and it does this like, ooh! That's scary for a moment.
Sure.
But then you're like, you're just a guy. But if he's like, ooh, and then he pulls a piece on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Turns it on its side.
Exactly. The kill shot.
Oh, my God. Then you give him your money or whatever, your wallet from your bedside table, the ghost leaves.
Did you say you give him your body?
Your money.
Take my body.
Take me. Yeah, give him your wallet is what I meant. But, I mean, like, whatever.
You see a ghost at the end of your bed. You try to convince it to have sex with you.
Is that like the Twilight Zone voice?
You see a ghost at the end of your bed. Body. You convince it to have sex with you in the Twilight Zone.
Warren Jackson's just having flashbacks to some summer camp once. He's like, I saw a ghost and gave it my body. It's like, that wasn't a ghost.
That was your grandma.
My robotic nan. So what are we thinking? We got ghost murder as an option. We've got police killing.
Look, I actually think it's Grandmaster Flash.
I'm trying to think. If you're shooting someone, when are you going to hit him in the wrist? That is that when they get you?
It does seem like a defensive wound.
Yeah, that's what you. It's cool to be able to say that. Seems like a defensive wound. No. You put your hand up like that, get shot in the wrist. Bada bing, bada boom. You're
what
dead.
About like this?
Yeah.
Like this. Don't shoot me in my chest.
Yeah. No, he was undressed at the time. He's like, oh,
bang, bang.
My nipples.
No, don't look.
So we've discovered, he's very sensitive about his nipples. He might even be sensitive about his sensitive nipples.
That's good to know to work into our theory crafting. Mm. Man with sensitive nipples, locked room mystery. This is one I can't explain away with a lie, so I don't actually have much of a theory myself. Other than, like you said, doors.
Mm.
Doors working as doors are expected to do is a pretty good explanation for what happened here. But then you got to be like, why did the cops not be like, well, the door, the guy just came in and left.
We've really acquired a lot of knowledge since the 1800s.
Nobody quite.
Many of it door related.
Here's a little problem though with the door theory is that nobody heard gunshots. So even if they'd gone in, shot them, and then left and locked the door, like, you know what I mean? They'd have heard the shots, surely.
Ghost gun.
Silent as a ghost.
Boo.
Okay, so either a ghost with a normal gun.
Yeah.
Or a normal guy with a ghost gun.
Uh-huh. Or a normal guy with a ghost, like a ghostly pistol. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, they were real bullets, not ghost bullets, so we can discount that. Please.
I mean, the kind of people that can afford hotel rooms are usually, they got to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, sure.
Right, so he's probably like a criminal.
Okay.
And if we go back to my original theory of he was probably just in a gunfight with somebody, he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Right? Takes a couple of bullet wounds, retreats. He's like Sugar from No Country for Old Men. Yeah. He goes back to go tend to his wounds.
Sits down.
Yeah, but he wasn't manly enough to not bleed to death. That was his one weakness. Was
what if he just
blood loss?
Yeah. What if he just didn't realize he was shot? He's like, yeah, hey, how you doing? This is great. He
gets up,
sits down, he's like, that was the scream. That was him realizing he'd been shot in the wrist. I like to think maybe he's having a shower and it's pouring through the hole and that's when he notices. Has a scream. Well, he wasn't wet when they found him. Well, we don't know, so he may have been.
Yeah.
All right, so at the end of the day, theories. Pre-shot, what do we think? Give us an applause. Doors. Just didn't realize he'd been shot. You've clapped for all of them. You're not allowed to do that.
She's the only person who clapped for you. I wouldn't question.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. And I forget yours. Theory. Ghost murder.
God, dude, she threw me out the window.
All right. Final mystery of the night. Okay, so this happened in Spain, on the border of Spain and France, in I think maybe the 70s.
The French-Spanish border.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. Truck, I know it.
Or the Franco-Spanish border.
Oh.
Tanker truck is careening down the hillside, right?
A tanker truck?
Like a truck that carries, like, liquids.
Wait, what? Sure. what year did you say this was?
Might have been 80s, actually.
1980s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 1980s.
They did have liquids back then. Yeah.
That's true. That was a good change for humanity. So it's careening down this highway. Mm. Swerves to avoid another truck coming the other direction. Swerves to avoid another truck, clips the side mirror. Another truck on the road in front of it. Third truck. For some reason, it drives this one off the road. So it gets up really close to it, kind of gets close to it in such a way that this car is like, well, I just can't stay around. Pulls over to the side. This car keeps driving, crashes inevitably because it's going so fast. It is full of sulfuric acid. The sulfuric acid explodes out the back, covers the two drivers, who die. Okay. So what do we think was causing them to drive at such a speed?
Trying to get away from the acid.
It's so close by.
That's right behind me. It's following us.
Faster, faster.
Yes.
Wait, you're suggesting, so they're going downhill.
They are going downhill,
and we're trying to find out what's making them go so fast.
Well, they were going downhill at speed.
Okay, so.
And recklessly.
Yeah. So the answer is gravity. Yeah. It's doors and gravity and are your mysteries.
Yeah. Well, the first one was Grandmaster Flash, so yeah, well, that makes up for the other two.
It's always the first thing you think of.
So, yeah, please.
Well, Europeans in general drive pretty fast. So were they driving faster than the average European?
Yes, they were driving so recklessly that the other people felt like they had to get off the road.
Now, do we know if they were heading... So this, we were saying this is on the border between France and Spain. Do we know if they were heading into France or into Spain? Because if they're heading into France, I'm saying to get to the delicious croissant. But if they're heading into Spain to paella...
I think we're heading into France. So,
croissant. It is.
Croissant.
So, the police arrive at the scene. The police arrive at the scene. They find that the two occupants, a man and a woman of the truck, are dead. They identify them. They identify the woman, I think. They call up her grandma, or her mother, sorry. This woman's mother is like, oh my God, I'm so sad, obviously. My daughter is dead, so is her husband. Where's my grandson? They're like, what? We didn't find a boy at all. Now, obviously, to just allay some fears, you're all thinking that the boy dissolved in acid. That is not possible.
I was thinking just about the fact there's another boy story.
Well, that's why I was like, when you were like, are these all about a boy? I was like, oh my God, they are. Shit. But no, it's impossible. So obviously the first thought that all the police had was like, well, the sulfuric acid boiled the boy up. But actually it would take far too long for that to happen to a body, and you'd absolutely have found it the moment they arrived on the truck. So that's not what happened. But the grandma assures the police, another grandma too, that this boy was with the mother and father on the course of this trip. And when they went and they spoke to a couple of places that this truck had stopped on the way, those places also confirmed that the couple had a boy with them. So
I don't often transport sulfuric acid across national borders. But when I do, I'm always sure to take my wife and child with me.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's not a dangerous activity. Well, I mean, it was this time.
It's just your everyday mom and pop concentrated sulfuric acid company. Right?
Yes. It's as homegrown as bloody apple pie. Absolutely. Mm. It was for industrial purposes. They weren't transporting it for any nefarious reason.
Why are they transporting it for industrial purposes with their son?
Well, apparently, there's a good reason for that. Get off my case. So, apparently, this guy's son had always wanted to see that particular region of France. Because they were all Spanish, and he'd grown up in the kind of drier parts of Spain. So he wanted to see the beautiful green countryside of France. And the dad had said, if you're good all year, I'll take you. And presumably, he had been. And so he took him.
Listen, never be good all year.
I'm just saying, sometimes you say to your kid, you're going to be good all year. And then they're not, but you're like, well, I've already booked the sulfuric acid truck.
Get in, I guess.
Come on. All right, you're coming. Whatever. Didn't work. Now there's also, there's a huge chance that, look, if the boy isn't there, then they forgot the boy at one of the truck stops.
Yeah.
And if at some point you realized you'd forgotten your boy, you'd be all like, Kevin! Like that. And then you would rush back, possibly down a hill. Especially if you'd left them across the border.
You'd be panicking. You'd be shitting yourself. Although I think they were heading in the opposite direction from the various truck stops that they'd stopped out of the main towns.
I believe in France they call it across the border.
That was quite good.
I'm sad. I thought you were going to have like the French name for Kevin. Like, come on, but...
But it should have been the Spanish one. No.
Oh, yeah, it should have. I don't know that.
Cavino?
François! No.
So right. All of my experience of young children coming into contact with concentrated industrial chemicals comes from the 90s TV show The Secret World of Alex Mack. Uh-huh. So my working theory is that the child became a telekinetic liquid and went on to solve crimes in its local community.
Sure, I was like, this is what a great chance to never chat to mum and dad again.
Yes.
It could be a daredevil thing, you know, getting covered and getting blind and superpowers that way as well. That's another one. Chemical-based superpowers.
So our best theory at the moment is superpowers.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's wrong. I just want to be clear.
Okay, you guys have kids. Have you ever been so annoyed at your kids that you left them somewhere and drove as quickly as you could far away over a border? Have you ever wanted to?
I love mine.
Yeah, I love his too.
I like that you're... That kind of sounds like a sales pitch, George. Like, if I got the service for you...
Have you ever considered?
So, the police, obviously, they questioned everybody in the surrounding area. Mm. Two shepherds. Now, this is unconfirmed, but there were two shepherds nearby.
Okay, Jesus is the answer.
This is... It's not Jesus. Not everything is Jesus Christ.
Just clarify, were they good shepherds?
Yeah. Well, we're not clear on the moral.
Were they watching their flocks by night is all I need to know.
Were their sheep a metaphor?
The moral fortitude of the shepherds is unclear. But these two shepherds saw a van pull up, a very tall Nordic, apparently, man and woman get out of their car, out of the van, go over to the crashed truck before the police arrived, pick up a package or a couple of packages and something else, get back in their van and drive away. The fella who was run off the road in his truck, he said that a tall Nordic woman came to his truck and provided him with medical attention before leaving. And he thought she was just road nurses. I don't know. What do we think?
Does acid turn children into packages? Because I need to know this. It could be handy for long haul flights.
Science is still out. We don't know. Ethically, we can't test it. Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah.
It's what's holding us back. Yeah, it could be a huge advance.
Look, I know in the Nordic countries they often like to eat brown dried fish.
Right? Yeah,
now, I am 100% on board.
Now, sulfur.
Uh-huh.
Often gives things a brownish color. I just think those things might be connected.
Oh, dear.
So you're a Nordic couple driving along the road. You're like, is that some fish?
You're going to Norway, maybe, via France.
By France and Spain.
Via France, followed by your favorite fish suppliers.
Sure. You haven't had some brown fish in a while because you're in France.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
I can't push this theory any further.
The moment we talk about eating children, we'll be kicked out. You're right. So, George, thoughts? Not on the eating kids part. You don't have to comment.
So just to clarify, this Nordic couple stopped. Like, you're not doing something dodgy like stealing a kid if you're stopping to give medical attention to someone else.
That's what makes
it,
because obviously, you know, very tragically, so, your immediate thought is like maybe they're kidnapping the kid. But you're like, that's a very opportunistic crime. First of all, you probably don't know a kid's in the cabin. So, secondly, why would you be like, well, I'm going to kidnap this child. Oh, but look at that poor man.
But if you are going to kidnap a kid, you're not going to get one that's all acidy. Yeah,
exactly. And also, if you're like, there's a kid, but there's also a lot of acid there.
Yeah.
I don't want to get burned. I'm not going to like head over there and try and get involved in that.
Could it be some sort of Nordic tradition to... to give medicine on highways.
That's true.
And then pick up rubbish from a crash site.
Look, I It screams a little bit of drug influence, because wow. I mean, what kind of people would travel in a sort of a, you know, sulfuric acid truck with their kid?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's an interesting
drug influenced people.
An interesting addition to the story.
Yeah.
It's always another addition.
Can I just advance one more theory?
Please.
Quickly? That what we it's possible that the crash, and this is awful, I'm sorry, but the crash dismembered the child into a number of small pieces.
Okay.
And what we know of the Swedes as the inventors of IKEA is that they
yes,
are used to getting products in a flat pack form.
Of course.
It's possible that the Nordic couple just saw the pieces of boy and thought, I've got an Allen key at home.
I can fix this.
I can put it together, you know.
I am impressed that these Swedes know what a boy looks like. Split into that many, they're just like, I can tell that's a boy. I'm going to collect them all, make a new son.
They're used to putting things together. They can picture it.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It's rude of them not to try and fix the parents.
I think Lego is also from there.
Yeah, Lego? Probably. Yeah. So, good theory.
Thank you.
Tragic theory, but yes. The best we've got so far.
Tragic with some hope in it.
Yeah.
Because the boy's still alive.
Who knows what they could do?
Yeah. So, the truck was obviously swabbed for, like, all of the different materials. And they discovered that on the inside of the tank, in the same place they keep the sulfuric acid, there were traces of heroin. Now, that's very strange because it's also heroin and sulfuric acid. I ain't no chemist. But I feel like sulfuric acid is going to wreck that heroin if there's heroin in there.
We'll make it even better.
I think the fact that you're not a chemist is probably
crucial
here. Because I reckon somebody who might have an idea with chemistry probably decided whether or not to put the heroin in there.
That's true.
In a place where no one would ever look.
If you've got heroin and you're putting it in there for a reason.
Yeah.
You're like, nobody's finding it in here. Which is weird because there's a theory that the Nordic couple were collecting drugs. They clearly weren't collecting heroin because they were collecting, you know, it was a package.
It's an inefficient delivery system as well.
Is it possible, and call me crazy, but that the heroin was in a package?
But it seems weird to be like, crack open the tank, drop the package in, hope it doesn't dissolve by the time it gets there.
I reckon, no, this is not crazy at all. All right? You put the heroin in some sort of package that isn't dissolved by sulfuric acid. Sure. We know such packages exist because presumably that's what they made the truck out of. All right?
Fair.
You take the package, confident in the knowledge that if it's not going to dissolve the truck, it's not going to dissolve the package and your heroin will be safe. You put it in the sulfuric acid.
That's fair.
Who's going in there? Nobody's going in there. Not even the cops with their long arm of the law. All right? Unless they got one of those really long floppy gloves. Okay? Even then.
We know they don't.
Or the package could have had money in it.
Ah, true.
Yeah.
But that probably still would get dissolved. Oh, right, in the front of it. Yeah, fair. Fair.
Yeah, front. You know, they've been selling drugs.
Yeah.
That's probably where the money came from. Maybe they exchanged the boy for money.
Well, so one theory at the border, that apparently it's kind of a bit of a problem, that these cartels will be like, you're now shipping drugs for us to trucks that come through. So one theory is they're like, you're shipping drugs for us, but we'll take your kid as collateral. This guy's trying to deliver the drugs at such a speed that he crashes and dies and, you know, very tragic. That's one theory.
Mm.
Kind of like a sad version of either of yours.
Mm. Yeah, that would be sad.
Another theory is that the kid just...
Dismembered child's pretty sad already. I think.
Yeah. It was funny. We That's were doing it with version. It was an IKEA joke. It was good. We weren't just like, the kid exploded. Real sad.
I mean, we don't know what happened to the kid in this case. He might still be working for the cartel. He could be running the place now.
That's true. Well, exactly. They're like, well, your parents died because they went too quick. And I guess we'll take you and make you a made man. What I think is weird about the mystery is that he drove that other car off the road, that other truck. Don't know why he did that.
Well,
hadn't he already been swerving across onto the wrong side of the road?
Yeah, but it's like he was swerving to avoid two trucks. Then the third truck, he was just like, fuck you, and kind of barreled into.
He might have lost control.
Maybe he was just driving really slow in the right lane. And I don't know if you've ever had that situation.
That.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you, right? So
it could also be the famous, you know how they have in Spain, they have the running of the bulls.
Yeah,
they also have the racing of the acid.
okay.
You know, where all the trucks fill up with acid and they all take to the roads.
Still less dangerous,
yeah,
funny enough.
Yeah, it is. And more humane.
I mean, yeah. So at the end of the day, what are we thinking? And this acid mystery. What do we think it could?
I'm going with IKEA flat pack.
All right. Boy exploded. Some Swedish people, some Nordic people collected the boy, made a new son.
So wait, does this mean it was
good theory?
Or just a cupboard?
A little boy shaped cupboard.
Yeah.
That's grisly. George?
Okay, but so to go to the cartel theory for a second, that means that it's some sort of Swedish cartel?
Yeah, presumably. Which is strange because they weren't French,
cartel.
They weren't Spanish. They were just two very tall Nordic people. Which is also, like, that's a kind of alien.
Mm.
So, okay, like, that's...
The three major kinds of aliens that are reported in the world are reptilians,
yep.
Greys, uh-huh. Which are obviously grey, and... I think they're called the tall Nordic people. They just look like tall Nordic people. I'm not saying that aliens landed in a nearby field, got in a van, picked up an acid boy, took him into space.
Sorry, what
I am not making that claim today.
When you say the three major types of aliens, what you mean is the two major types of aliens and Nordic people.
Well, they're from space, so they're not from Norway. You can't technically call them Nordic.
You wrap me up with your logic, I tell you what.
They are very advanced over there, though.
You're making it sound like Hitler was kind of like, I want to create an ultimate race of people. The third type of alien.
There are already so many in space. They're doing fine. Yeah, look, I just thought that was an interesting thing to note. I don't know if you can make anything.
And it's the number three again.
That is the number three again. Is there any way to make this boy Jesus? Just because we've done it to the last two. As a way to close out this Jackson Bailey Spooks America before we ask everybody. Can we Jesus this guy up? Any grandmas in the area?
Well, we got the shepherds.
We got the shepherds.
We got the shepherds, and that's pretty biblical.
That's pretty biblical. That's shepherds.
And the Nordic have an excellent education system, so they were probably pretty wise.
That's true. Yeah.
So we have
two wise men.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One wise man, one wise woman. And a truck driver, if we include him.
The truck is kind of like the donkey.
Yes!
Yeah.
They were a modern day Mary and Joseph.
The acid would be like the stomach acid in the donkey.
I like that together these kind of paint a picture of Christ, and that's nice. And
I never thought about it before, but we're all kind of just carrying acid, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're all just tanks of acid running down a hill. Also... You often call heroin horse, which is a bit like a donkey.
Well, think about this: if we're going for like nativity scene, shepherd, that's sheep, mule, because they were drug muling.
Yeah,
horse. We got all the animals. Yeah. Plus, you got a baby and some shepherds, Mary and Joseph. And that's not what we intended to do here today, ladies and gentlemen. But it's what we did. So finally. What do we think? What do we think happening? So, George, what's your theory again?
I'm going to the cartel.
Cartel?
Nordic cartel.
IKEA flat pack?
And finally?
Grandmaster Flash.
I'm sad Grandmaster Flash was not the victor there. That's sad. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been George DeMorelos.
We've been Andy Matthews and Alistair George William Tremblay Birchall from the Two in the Think Tank podcast. Yes, plug.
We squeezed the plug in.
Good on you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Get spooked, America. Woo!
Bless you.
It's very sweaty up here on stage.